Man who claims he wants to build a cabin and mine for gold at the Seattle park was arrested again. Third time's the charm. This is a story that continues to unfold, and we're going to check in on this latest segment because Jeremy Harris actually interviews the mom, and what she says is dead on correct about Steve Irwin, not Australian Steve Irwin, excavator in the park in Seattle, Steve Irwin. Let's get into it. Here we go. Andrea Suarez texted me on Friday and said, Steve Irwin's back in the park. This was the arrest.
Well, this is the third time that Steven Irwin has been arrested here at Rizal Park in the last 6 months. He's told me he wants to build a cabin and mine for gold here, and he's caused a lot of damage while doing it. After seeing our reporting, his mother reached out to me from Mississippi. She told me today she believes her son should be forced to get help.
So if you recall, Jeremy and I were talking about Steve Irwin, and the mom caught the conversation on my live stream, I think it was. And she's like, "Dad, that's my son. I didn't know he was alive." And literally, she hadn't seen him for years and years and years. And so she reached out to Jeremy, and she talked with Jeremy.
Steven Irwin, yet again in police custody after violating an order to stay out of Dr. Jose Rizal Park, where he's been arrested for ripping up the hillside with an excavator and later trying to mine the side of the hill for gold and build a cabin, all in a public park.
As you do.
It's not doing anything for him. He's going right back to it.
This is Tanya Irwin, Steven's mother. She called me from her home in Mississippi after seeing our prior stories about her son's arrests at the park.
Someone had said, well, I know he has to have family that worries about him. And that is why I reached out to you, because I was like, that really hit me. You know, he does.
Tanya remembers Steven.
That was the conversation that I think Jeremy and I had after we walked through. It could have been with Andrea, but I'm pretty sure that was with Jeremy, because it was kind of shocking. I mean, talking with him, and this is a dude that is straight up mental. He's stealing stuff left and right. He operates heavy machinery in a park, $16,000 worth of damage to a hillside, and he's back. He has a protection order against him. He can't come into the park. But this is why these big blue liberal cities fail on the homelessness deal. Because what are you going to do with a guy like this? You're going to incarcerate him? The guy's mental. He needs mental help. He's got a massive drug addiction issue. He needs help, and he's not getting it. So this is what happens. This is literally the end result. We are watching it right here. All right, he's going to get arrested again. What's it going to take? What judge is going to finally say, you know what? I've seen you enough times. We're going to stop this. You're wrecking the park. What are you doing? Here's your option: treatment or jail. Don't know.
As a good kid, but says things went downhill when he got into drugs and eventually moved here to Seattle.
He will not let us help him, and that's what he needs. And it got to the place to where we just had to say, you know, no more.
This one was his third one in 6 months.
Andrea Suarez and volunteers with We Heart Seattle came here this weekend to clean up Irwin's campsite after his arrest.
There's probably about 2,000 pounds of trash.
She says,
okay, so he has accumulated 2,000 pounds of trash in how long? Because he just got arrested not that long ago. I mean, this guy is like a beaver creating his dam. He's just bringing stuff in left and right. And it's heavy. Mind-blowing, right?
Steven needs mental health care and should not be put back on the streets.
That is the message here, is we keep letting him come back here. This is the third time, and I hope this time he's discharged to somewhere where he can get psychiatric care.
Irwin's mother agrees.
If he could get somewhere and get himself cleaned out and come to his senses, then, you know, maybe there's hope.
Irwin already has several pending cases in criminal court, and when he was booked back into the jail, a judge set his bail at $50,000 while prosecutors review these newest allegations. I noted in a police report that we got from Seattle Police today that the officer said that he appeared to be under the influence of drugs at the time that he was arrested. Reporting live from Dr. Jose Rizal Park, Jeremy Harris, Como News.
46 people.
I mean, this is Seattle for you, right? Third time's a charm. Is the guy actually going to do any time? Probably not. He's in jail right now. So he needs $5K to get out, right? That's not happening. And the family is basically, the family said, you know, from a tough love perspective, you know, we want to support him, but he can't come here. We need him to get some help. We need him to go through detox. We need him to clean up. We need him to do all that good stuff. And it's not happening. So, you know, they're doing the best thing, which is just a hands-off approach and letting him work on this, because they can't force him to go into treatment. They can't force him to detox. They can't force him to not live in the park when he has delusions of mining. I was thinking about Jeremy Harris sent me a text last night. I actually went to, and so part of the reason I'm kind of just, I was up late. I went to a rock concert. I went to the Black Crowes last night. It was epic. It was super fun. It was in downtown Seattle. And Jeremy Harris sent me a text and said, hey, put this story out today. And I interviewed Steve Irwin's mom. And I said, hey, I'll check it out. Here we are. You know, we're live streaming it now. But this is kind of one of those, this is why Seattle has so many people that are homeless that go in and out of jail. And you know what? The judge looks at them and goes, yeah, you probably belong in jail, but we're not doing that. More importantly, you probably belong in some kind of psychiatric care, but we don't have enough facilities. And you belong in some kind of detox facility. Because Steve Irwin, I believe it's a meth issue. I don't think it's fentanyl. I think it's meth. I think it's just get up and go. And I was thinking back to last night when I was at the concert. I was thinking back to, this is what you do. You go to a rock concert and you think about the homeless encampments that you've interviewed. You know, what are you going to do, right? And the Black Crowes were epic, by the way. I've seen them probably, I think, either three or four times. And I go with a group of guys, two of them are brothers, that we've seen them, I think, at least three times. Super fun show. It was in the Opera House. Really nice venue for a rock concert. Old people rock concert, right? Black Crowes, they're pretty old. But I was sitting in the venue thinking about when Steve Irwin was in, it was on my live stream or my video, I can't remember what that was. He was showing me his rock collection that he had mined from the open pit in Dr. Jose Rizal Park. And I remember looking at him and I remember thinking, this is what my Sean Reynolds' life has come to. I am interviewing a guy who believes he has mined precious stones from dirt in a Seattle park and believes that he is somehow, if he digs down far enough, he's going to hit diamonds, possibly gold. He did say gold as well. The guy needs some help. Guy needs some help. And we're not set up to help people. We're set up to incarcerate people for a short period and then just basically let them rot away on the streets. Or if they're like Steve Irwin, just go into a camp with an excavator, go in there with all kinds of equipment. Okay. I mean, he had a keg in there. He had a washing machine in there. He had all sorts of stuff, right? Now he's got another 2,000 pounds. He's got a ton of literally 1 ton of new garbage. It's phenomenal. I mean, he must just be getting high and bringing stuff in left and right. And as far as I can tell, he doesn't have any help. He's just out there doing it on his own. So you wonder why, and you may not wonder, Portland, Seattle, anywhere that has a huge homeless population, why that doesn't just kind of go away. These people are on some whacked out drugs and they're not going anywhere. And city officials are not doing anything. He's in the park. So 50K bond, you know, good luck with that. They're going to release him. You know, they're going to release him. You know, I've got podcast 4 coming. What do you want to say? What are the odds within the next month? You know, that's going to happen. I think he was in jail for a handful of days last time. And, you know, one of these NGOs bailed him out. We need to help our fellow human being. This guy's mainly a good guy, except for when he's taking the excavator and he's digging into the city park, except for that little part, except for when he's whacking down trees, except for when he's digging his open pit, except he was fairly clean, so you can't say there was a ton of garbage, but his whole living situation was a bunch of stuff that he found, right? I mean, just out of the tarp, the whole thing is just whacked. Just, what are you doing? This is the microcosm of homeless in Seattle. Sleepless in Seattle? Not so much. Homeless in Seattle. For the third time, a man who claims he has permission to build a cabin and plans to mine for gold in Seattle City Park has been arrested. Just that opener right there. He has permission. The city gave him permission. Which city official? Because you've got a basically a stay away order from this park. What are you doing? Yeah. Police took Steve Irwin, 41, into custody and is encamping in the park on Friday. The city of Seattle banned Irwin from all parks for 1 year after he used an excavator. We know all about that. There's the excavator. If you're new to this story, if you're new to News for Reasonable People, love to have you subscribe, do all that good stuff. Irwin came to Seattle from Mississippi several years ago. His mother, Tanya, reached out to Como News after seeing coverage of her son's arrest for damaging the park. whole thing is just so bad. I imagine the mom was quite shocked to see her son in the middle of a, you know, coverage like this. I would be. But you know what I'd be? I'd be happy that he's alive. That's what I would take from it. Hey, Steve's still alive. That's awesome. Now, hope somebody gets him some help, right? And that's where it needs to be. He will not let us help him, and that's what he needs. It's just got to the place where we said, no more. That's the tough love that these folks need. You got to cut them off. And that is the most brutal thing as a parent to try and do. Because you want to love your kid. You want to help your kid. But when they're in this condition, when they're on the drugs that they're on, you can't help them. You can't help them. They need to bottom out. And you know what? Unfortunately, with the drugs that are out there, could kill them. Might kill them. You know what I mean? If he could get somewhere and get himself cleaned out and come to his senses, then maybe there is hope, his mom said. Tanya Irwin indicated she would like to see her son be required to do drug rehab and receive mental health treatment. This is a mother saying about her son, my kid needs help. My son needs help. Sorry, I did that whole segment and didn't give you the big words. Actually, maybe I did. I put me in the small little bubble, right? So he needs to get to a place where he can get the drugs out of his system, she said. Absolutely. And what Andrea Suarez always says is that treatment is housing. Huh. Well, let's think about that. Let's see. You go into a treatment, you stay in housing. Yep. That's true. 100% true, right? But in a city like Seattle, that's just not what we're doing. We're not doing that. We can't involuntarily put somebody in treatment. We can't involuntarily put somebody, you know, in some kind of detox. We can't involuntarily put somebody in a mental institution. That's not going to fly. We just got to let them run around the streets of Seattle and it should be fine. Volunteer group We Heart Seattle led a cleanup at Irwin's encampment over the weekend. Probably about 2,000 pounds of trash, said Andrea. It's inhumane for Steve to continue to come out here into the woods because he has untreated mental illness. 100%. You know, the guy's mining rocks in a park. I mean, has there ever been gold in Seattle? I know, you know, the whole 49ers thing in San Francisco and gold rush to the west. But I don't think there's been a lot of gold mining in Seattle, has there? I don't know. I have no idea. That's the message here. He has untreated mental illness. We keep letting him come back here, and this is the third time. I hope he can get discharged and go somewhere where he can get psychiatric treatment. Well, until he does something really, really wrong, I don't think that's going to happen. I really don't. Seattle is just so permissive of this behavior of, as long as you don't kill yourself or those around you, it's all good. Love you. You know, keep the drugs to a minimum. But, you know, if you need a little help, here's a kit from harm reduction. All harm, no reduction. Irwin is in the King County Jail on multiple charges, including felony malicious mischief, possession of a stolen vehicle. All right. Possession of a stolen vehicle. Where was that? Is that the whatever that thing is? Is that the forklift or criminal trespass obstructing a police officer? Uh-oh. I didn't see that part. Maybe he did. And vehicle theft. A judge set his bail at $50,000. Now, in the Fox piece, Let's go down here. Yeah, here's some. Yeah, there's the original excavator. That was just such a fine, fine deal. He also faces second degree identity theft charges. Oh, hey now. Prosecutors say at the time of his most recent arrest, multiple IDs were found in his possession. Uh-oh, what do we got going on? Has he been stealing some people's stuff? Or did he just find some discarded possession, you know, IDs in the blackberry bushes? It's unknown. We don't really know, right? Okay, here is part three of this deal. So last night, I went to that concert, met up with my friends at the Amazon area, South Lake Union. I talk about that a lot. We met near my friend's building, which is Dawson, which is next door to Ruby. Those are what Amazon has named the buildings. That means anything to you? Great. If it doesn't, yeah, that's what we're doing. We ate at a restaurant called Cactus, and then we walked from Cactus kind of across town near the Seattle Center. That's where the Opera House is, and that's where our concert was. While we did that, we came across this homeless encampment.
Yeah, Mary, this is a visible and unusual situation in the shadow of the Space Needle right next to the Gates Foundation on a main arterial connecting Seattle Center Climate Pledge Arena and housing in South Lake Union. That's where this homeless encampment is. And today, after I questioned city officials, it is clear that they have no plan on how to handle it. It is a civic contrast in prosperity. Construction cranes hovering above what Brian Evans calls home. Why did you choose this spot?
We needed people to see us. We needed people to know that we are the ones that got skipped over. If I could get in an apartment, I could get a job. I have a driver's license. You know, I would be able to.
Odds on this dude actually working? Slim. And by slim, I mean 99.9% to none. Yeah. This guy ain't working. This guy's a lifer. Take a look at him. I'm not trying to be hard and callous, but this guy is a lifetime of drugs, and he's going to keep on it going. Unfortunately.
Keep myself clean.
Yet Evans says he's never been given the opportunity, and his move here weeks ago has been replicated, now taking up part of a sidewalk between Seattle Center and South Lake Union, with one construction worker telling us thefts from a nearby job site went up along with those tents.
We're engaging with the Unified Care Team.
Seattle Councilmember Bob Kettle, who represents the district and is the public safety chair, says he's aware of the issue on the site which straddles jurisdictions, the northern lip of the State Highway 99 tunnel.
Encampments at one point become a danger. It becomes a drug market, becomes a stolen goods market.
I use fentanyl. I only need a small amount to get through my day. And I have plans to quit in the real near future.
Evan.
I don't know. My BS meter goes through the roof with this guy. I'm just saying. You know what I mean? It just hardcore reality. Love to believe him and all that. But my take here is that he put his tent there so he could get into some kind of housing. Yeah. I mean, it's smart. Hey, let's put our tent on a high profile area. Got built. This is literally right behind him. That's one of the Bill Gates foundations, the foundation that gives away all the money. Their main headquarters is just up and over, very close to where the Opera House is, or one of the buildings. They've got multiple buildings. You know, you gotta have multiple buildings to give away all your money, right? All your billions. So this guy, I think, is actually pretty smart from the standpoint of sticking his tent here, because hey, we're talking about it. It's a news story, right? It's a news story. Hey, and when I walked over here, I walked right here, then I walked in front. I got across the sidewalk. I looked at my friends over here on the other side, and one of them yelled, "Do you like the juxtaposition of the Gates Foundation and homeless encampment next door?" And I'm like, "Yeah, this is weird, isn't it? It's wild. I didn't know about this encampment. Here we are." Talking about it today in a live stream.
He's told me Kettle's concerns are real.
Aren't you worried it's going to kill you, though?
You know, fentanyl is a funny drug. If you don't use and you don't have a habit, then anytime you buy it, you could die.
But there are a lot of people dying, right?
There's a lot of people dying. And, you know, I hate that.
So if somebody was to show up and say, Ryan, we'll get you the help you need. We'll get you off the fentanyl. We'll get you off the heroin. We'll get you housing. Would you take it?
Yeah.
Until then, Evans says he'll camp.
Hear the tone in his voice? Yeah. I mean, I need to say this so I can get some housing, but push comes to shove. This guy doesn't want to get off of it. He has learned that these are the responses required so that he can get shelter, so that he can get an apartment, he can get whatever, and just keep doing his thing. And, you know, these folks have learned to operate within this environment that is so pervasive in these big blue Democrat cities.
Out here, living on a sidewalk in the shadows.
And look at that, Space Needle, right there. It's insane.
This is unusual as well, because where I'm standing is city property, but that is technically state-owned property and is under WSDOT jurisdiction. However, a spokesperson told me today that the state does have an agreement with the city for maintenance. So I took the question to the Unified Care Team in the city of Seattle, asking what they may do here. And I'm quoting now. They told me there is no resolution of this site that has been scheduled based on current prioritization scoring. However, UCT will continue to monitor the situation here on Harrison, the changing conditions, and coordination with law enforcement as needed. But that is the story for now. Live in Seattle, I'm Chris Daniels, Como News.
Bottom line there is, if the encampment isn't big enough, then it's not going to, they do a scoring system. And I've talked, you know, with Jeremy Harris about that on camera, and they do a scoring system. And if the encampment isn't bad enough, they got other priorities. They got other encampments. They got Steve Irwin to deal with. You know, so that's how they handle it. So until this encampment gets really big, nothing's going to happen. We're just, this is just what we're doing. Thanks so much for watching this episode. Love to have you as a subscriber. Hit that notification bell. We're dropping two videos Monday through Friday, one on Saturday, one on Sunday. Thanks again for watching. I'll catch up with you in the next episode. Bye for now.